Okay, today is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We are on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, four lines in the bottom. Today's shiur and the whole week is sponsored by the Norensberg family, the Zeicher Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Shabbos Shalom, Aliyah. Okay, now we talk about matzah. So, what is this matzah? Right, so the pasuk says, right, lo sochel av chametz shivus yamim, don't eat chametz for 7 days, right? Lo sochel av chametz shivus yamim, tochel av matzos, eat matzos for 7 days, lechem oni. It's called lechem oni. Ki b'chi pazon yitzatzim yitzrayim, because you left yitzrayim in haste. That's the pasuk quoted here. V'matzos kores yom tzeis chomer tzayim chomer chayachar. So Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, why is this called lechem oni? It's lechem she'onim alav devarim. It is the bread upon which things are said, which is, here, Rabbi Nachman says the Haggadah and the Hallel. Rashi says elsewhere it's Hallel. That you're saying the thing, so therefore you have to have this bread, this matzah, this lechem oni, in front of you during the time of the Sipur. And from there, there's a whole to-do that women might be mechayavos in the Haggadah. But it's part of the mitzvah of the matzah. Women are chayavos in the matzah, because it's just like they're not allowed to eat chametz, they have to have the assay of the matzah. So some say that since the matzah is defined by being said at the having Haggadah said over it, then women would be obligated in saying Haggadah as well, which presents a problem for certain women who tend to get up at some time during the Seder and go inside to start preparing for the meal. They probably should either finish the Haggadah beforehand or maybe just not do that and wait a little bit. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, a brisa that supports Shmuel's understanding as well. Brisa says, Lechem Oni. What's Lechem Oni? Brisa just says a little bit. It says, Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe. It adds the words Harbe, but it's bread that is a lot is said over it. That's number one. Number two, Davar Acher, Lechem Oni. It's written ani. The kri is ayin nun yud. There's no vav in the kri. So lechem ani ksiv shadarko beprusa. The way of a ani is to have the bread in pieces, not a complete thing. He's constantly against being both say of the pas, right? Av kam beprusa. So to hear is with a prusa, with a piece. What does that mean? That is a major, turns into a major machlokas. How many loaves of matzah do you actually need? How many? Do you need three? Because we're breaking one. How many of them do you actually make the bracha on? So Rashi says, "Af kam beprusa levarich al achilas matzah." To make the bracha of achilas matzah, you need a piece, you know, a broken piece to say the bracha of achilas matzah. Ushtei shlemos, but you have to have two shlemos as well. Maisi mishum birchas hamotzi. That's because birchas hamotzi, because you need lechem mishneh. What? The commission. Well, the Rav passes like the Gro, passes like the Rambam, right? Mishum birchas hamotzi. The lo garim mishum yomim tovim, because it's no different than yomtiv. Should tzarech livtzoa al shtei kreichos shlemos, which require you to make a bracha on two full ones on yomtiv, which would say abeyachas mehashlemos, and you use one of the full ones for that purpose. Number one, there's a whole to do whether or not you need lechem mishneh on yomtiv. There seems to be. Tosfos quotes it here, that there is a stira. There's a stira in Midrashim as to whether or not you need lechem mishneh on yontif to begin with. Number two, what about the prusa? So Rashi says here clearly you need three. You need three matzahs, like a lot of people in the minhag give three matzahs, right? Not Kohen Levi Yisrael, but because you have to make one has to be. You have to have a prusa for the achilas matzah. You have to have a full one for lechem mishneh. Rashbam says the same thing. Right? Afkam beprusa levarich achilas matzah ustei shleimos, the two full ones. Maisina we bring mishum hamotzi to lo gar mishar yom tovim to tzarech l'tzoa shtiki kurdus. That's what you have to do. Tosos says you need three, but you need three near the gam hamotzi tzarech levarich al prusa. That even the hamotzi has to be on the prusa, which means you have to make the hamotzi lechem on two folds. And a piece. You have to make the motzi on two and a half, Toso says. And he brings down, he says, after you see the Gemara in Shabbos, he says, Sharech sham matzah shlishis mishum lecha mishneh, v'chayel v'tzoach shtei kikaros, you have to make a bracha on lecha mishneh, bein b'shabbos, bein b'yontiv, right, that's what you have to have. V'chayim pasik rav alfis, v'tzoach l'v'tzoach shtei kikaros b'yontiv, why? V'atam l'fisha hay lecha mishneh yorid ba'arev yomim tovim, he says, lecha mishneh would fall erev yontiv. He says, "Bekasha, that's difficult because Sha'anim is Palim." We say in Akedid Ashta, we say Akedid Ashta Berach Mikol Yomim, Akedid Ashta Mikol Zmanim. But Omer in the Mechilta says, "V'man Baruchu V'man Kitchu." Mashma Yontif Hayyorid. It's Mashma that there was that medrash. Mashma that one was Yorid on Yontif. which if the man was Yoreh Yontif, what do you need Lecha Mishnah? Lecha Mishnah is later the two portions, the twofold portion that fell on Erev Shabbos. Right, the Chayin Hayanoig Harav Menachem Miyuni, I guess his way to do, to have the two full pieces as well as the broken piece. Rav Yontif is, I think, Elim, who wrote the Piyutim that are said in the Shabbos HaGadol or on Pesach itself. Shahayim Revarchim HaKol Al HaPrusa. They would use that middle piece and make a bracha on it, make both brachas on it as well. Ri, this is, seems to be what we do. Ri hamivarach hamotzi al hashlema. The ri would take all three, two and a half, make the bracha of hamotzi. V'hadir alachilas matzah laprusa, and make the alachilas matzah on the broken piece. Ubotzei mishtein yachad v'chein imadavar v'chein osan al shlishes krecha kedei l'kayim mitzvos b'shloshim. That's where we put this bottom one underneath. So you have the one full one, half one, and a full one. You make. Reese says you would make hamotzi on them, and then you would make the alachlis matzah on the other one and a half, which seems to be what the Shulchan Aruch asks. It happens to be that the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Ches Halacha Bav says the Beferish that you only have one and a half. You have two. You take two matzahs, right? You break it, and when you come to the bracha of matzah later on, you only have making the bracha on one and a half. Don't you need Lecha Mishnah? So here is one of the places in Shas, I guess, that the specific detail of the halacha overrides the general application.
So what happens if it falls out on Shabbos?
Maybe. You can be left commissioned on Shabbos. Could be.
What we do is we make a bite on two.
Make a motion.
We have three, but we make a motion
on two and a half.
Two, and then we break in half, and then we have the sponsor.
We already have a broken piece.
You already have a broken piece. Yachatz.
Yachatz.
You already have the broken piece. Yeah. So Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Ayin Gimel. I don't know. I think so, because the Shulchan Aruch says first in Tuf Ayin Gimel Vav, he says you wash your hands, and then he says. You break the middle matzah. You give it to somebody to wash right. The chetzel hasheni yasim ben shtei hashlemos. You take the broken middle one, you put it in between the two full ones, really holding that you need two full ones. Again, in Tuf Ayin Hey, right? Tuf Ayin Hey Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says Yitol Yodav Yivarech Hatzadayim. The broken one between the two full ones. You hold on to them. Holding all two and a half, you say hamotzi and alachilas matzah. That's not like the re. That seems to be straight like Tosos. Right, but then he says also you dip it in salt. He says we don't dip it in salt. The Mishnah Berurah quotes basically the Rishita. He says V'yochav V'yado. He says How Yonah V'tachtonah B'shvil Lechem Mishnah. He's the top one and the bottom one because of Lechem Mishnah. V'aprus Hashem Lechemoni. Middle piece because of Lechemoni. V'yivarach Birchas Hamotzi. You make Hamotzi. Then V'aniyach Hashlish Tishamit V'yado. You drop the third one. V'yivarach Alaprusam Tfis Al Yonah Alachilas Matzah. And then you break the. That's what most people do. You drop the bottom one and then you make the Alachilas Matzah on the one and a half. I believe the Rambam and the Grun and there are others who say that you need only two matzahs and you make the brachos only on one and a half. Many people have that minhag as well. Okay, that's number two. No one seems to say that you only make it on the brus. Everyone seems to say that you have the top one. Right, because maybe that's the Lecha Mishneh, but the broken one is
part. You did already when you made the
match. Lecha Mishneh didn't already much. According to that Shita. Could be. Okay. Fine. That's number two. Number three is Dover Acher. Ma Dakra Shul Ani Hu Mesik Vi Ishto Ofe. Av Kan Nami Hu Masik Uvi Ishto Ofe. It's similar to the way an Ani bakes bread. Similar to the way the Ani breaks bread, that's how we should bake the bread. Rashbam says. They're both doing it right away. You can't have one person because you don't have enough wood to heat up the oven. So the second it gets heated up, somebody else puts it in right away. Because if you wait If you wait, then you may run out of fuel. Right? Shayira Shema Yitzdan in the Tanur Koma Shiz Damein. Oskin Shnehem Zeb Hesik Akanor Vezobi Isa. This one lights the furnace, and this one deals with the dough. Afkan Hu Mesik Vishto Ofa Kadesh Lo Tachvet. So to here, you have to have two people. You see the woman. Maybe the woman also has a chiyuv over here. If the woman has a chiyuv to bake, maybe she has a chiyuv also of everything else. But you deal with it quickly. You bake it quickly, so it doesn't like an ani bakes it. Happens to be the Rush in Simon Beis. In Parak Beis Vav quotes him here that since you see that the example they're giving is people baking for themselves, he says it's a very big mitzvah that you should do make your own matzah. And so a lot of people have the minhag going to the matzah factory and baking and doing at least doing part of their own matzah. That's what he says. And also, it's what's fascinating, or I think is fascinating, is that the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Simon Tuf Samech Sif Aleph or Sif Beis. He does something he doesn't do typically, which he actually quotes. He actually quotes the name of the person. He quotes the Rush by name. He says, "Harush Hayim Mishdadel." The Rush would try, right? Mishdadel b'matzas mitzvah omer al siyosa, and he would stand there and bake it. Mizaris ha'oskim behem masayim berichasan. The chain roy lachol adam lasos li tapel ba'asav mitzvah. You should deal with it. Make your own mitzvah yosem mishlucho. You should have to do it. You'll do it. Deal with it on your own. But it's interesting that he actually quotes the Rush by name. Doesn't typically do that. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'yatriach atzmo matzah mitzvah, you should be matriach yourself with the matzah mitzvah, ad shiyitchamein v'yazir, right? I guess you can, until you get hot and you sweat, you really should pour over it. And he quotes an Ari, he says, V'zeh tikon godol le'avon hechamor. According to the Ari, this is a big tikon for the big sin. Not sure what that is. But it's a big idea. Fine. So those are the things of matzah, lechem oni. Again, three things: lechem oni, lechem oni l'dvarim harbe, lechem oni v'bilapusa, lechem oni should be mishtadel to do it by yourself, like the ani does makes the matzah. Okay, the Mishnah had said that according to Tanakama, we bring the charoses, even though afal pish ain't charoses mitzvah, even though the charoses is not a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, ilo mitzvah, if it's not a mitzvah, mishum my ma'aseila. Why do we use it? Why do we bring it? So Amar Rav Ami Mishum Kappa, like we mentioned the other day, it's because of the Kappa. Machlokes what Kappa is, whether it's some sort of poison, some sort of bitterness, or there's some sort of worm that actually grows inside the chasa, so it's not a problem with sheretz, but there's some sort of worm, so the charoses that grows inside the lettuce, and the charoses sort of rejects, or is mevatel that tam. Amar Rav Asi says, this shades of what we had a few days ago, Amar Rav Asi, if you ate chazeres, right, Amar Rasi Kafa the Chasa, the poison or the Kafa in the Chasa Chama. The antidote is a radish. Kafa the Chama, the Kafa in the radish Karti. The antidote is a Karti. Kafa the Karti, the poison or the in the leek Chamime. It's warm water. And Kafa the Kulu Chamime. The Chamime, warm water can take care of all these issues of the Kafa in any of these vegetables. But if you're waiting for the water to warm up, you should cite the following incantation, which the Aruch says, we don't translate them, it's a kabbalahem, it's an incantation, and just leave it, which is, kafa kafa, the acharin alach, ulushab bin asayach, ulusamne kalasach. Kafa kafa, remember you and your seven daughters and your seven daughters-in-law. Okay. The Mishnah mentioned that Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik Omer, it's a mitzvah, that the charoses is a mitzvah. The Rambam, I believe, actually passes in the Yachazok, he passes that it is a mitzvah, and then say, yeah, so people ask him, it's a mitzvah, why do we not make a bracha? Why is there no bracha? The Rambam here in the Perush Mishnah, he says that if we hold like Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, you would make a bracha, but we don't hold like him. Then in the Yachazok, he retracts and says that we do hold like Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, but he doesn't say you make a bracha. So why do we not make a bracha? That's a whole to do. Some homework. Why does according to the Rambam, if you pass it like Rav Elazar, if you're tzaddok, do we not make a bracha on the charoses? Okay. So the Gemara says, my mitzvah. So I mean, obviously it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. So why were the Rabbanon masaking this mitzvah? What was the purpose behind this mitzvah? So you could say it was maybe because of the chasa. But okay. So you could do. You can maybe because of the kappa. But. I guess you can use. You don't need to. You if you're worried about the kappa, there's other ways to get rid of it other than dipping in the charoses. Okay. So my mitzvah, Rabbi Levi Omer, zecher la tapuach. It's in memory of the tapuach. What's a tapuach? So Rashi and Rashbam quote the medrash, the Rashi. Shai yoldos ben ayim sham below etzev shelo yakiruhen mitzriim diksiv tachas tapuach or yisayich. So Mishnah, the Apostle in Shir Shirim, Medrash says that the woman used to go out to the fields and give birth under the apple, under the tapuach trees, I'm not sure what tapuach is, under the tapuach trees, and they would to hide it from the mitzriim, but they would go out and they would make sure they have the children. So in mitzriach l'tapuach, we have the charosa, so it has to have whatever the tapuach is, that's one of the ingredients. Rabbi Yochanan Omer zecher latit. It's in memory of commemoration of the cement that the Bnei Yisrael used to use when they would work. So Amar Abaye Hilchach, therefore, since we have these two things, Sarich Likahuye, it has to have some sort of sharpness, right? Some sort of sharpness to remember the tapuchim. But Sarich Lasmuche, it has to be some thickness because of the tit. Likahuye Zechel Tapuach, but Sarich Lasmuche Zechel Tit. So this has to have the sharpness, the tartness. I'm not sure what apples have that, so it may not necessarily be apples. Rav Schechter is actually quoted as saying that this isn't necessarily an apple, but it's more probably some sort of citrus fruit that they would put in here. Most people have the minhag of using an apple. I don't know, most apples are sweet, not necessarily good. Macintosh apples, that. So right. So did they have Macintosh apples in, you know, the Upper Nile Delta during the times of the slaves? I don't know, but it could be. But people had the minhag to put the apples in. The Tosos brings down the Yerushalmi, who says Amar the Yerushalmi Amar is to Avi Zechel Adam. Says some use it Zechel Adam, remembering of the blood. When we shemachi karele tibul b'mashka, that's why it's called tibul b'mashka. That's why people use red wine specifically to put in. A lot of people use, you know, specifically red wine. V'chein imar davar l'smuchei u'b'shas achila, and during the time of achila, makachshon so b'yayin u'b'chometz. You put wine and the chometz in there. U'b'tshuvas ga'onim mefarish lasos charosos mepeiros. The ga'onim has a tshuva that you do make charosos from some sort of the fruits that Bnei Yisrael is compared to in Shir Shirim. Which is takvach hakatapuach or resayach kipelech harimol hita'enech hantat amarti alakid b'tamar egos alginos egos ushkeid l'mashim shkodesh baruch hu alkeitzim. And I've heard that some svarim actually do put all these ingredients into the charoses. That's the charoses. Okay. There's a lot to talk about, but what can we do? We have 25 minutes. Tanya kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayse that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said a zechel etit because he says tavlin. They would put these spices in the memory of the straw, and charosa zechel tit. So the charosa is that memory of the tit. Amar Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Sadok, kach hayu omrim tagari charach. This is what the window vendors used to say in Yerushalayim, I guess, or not Yerushalayim. This is what they used to say on Erev Pesach. Yerushalayim, Erev Yerushalayim. Bo'u utzu lachem tavlin lemitzvah. Come buy these spices for the mitzvah of the charoses. And I guess since they would say charoses, they would use the word mitzvah. That the minhag, I guess, in there was to say that charosas was an actual mitzvah. What you actually do with the charosas is a different to do, but everyone according to their minhag. Now the Mishnah continues in the Seder. We are up to Magid, right? We had the first tibul. We have the matzah mara and the tshnei tavshilim in front of us. Then we pour the second kos. It's interesting. The Mishnah does not mention this. There's no mention of yachetz in the Mishnah. Right? We did kadesh. We did orchatz. We did karpas. You set the table with a broken piece of matzah.
You go out of your way to break it at the table.
Right. No, I'm not saying you don't do it. We obviously talk about it in the Gemara, but I'm just pointing out that Mishnah doesn't seem to mention mention Yachas. Right?
Mention the steps.
Right. So the question that's always brought down, and people say it on the Haggadahs, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So some say that there is a bracha. It's either the bracha of Asher Galanu, it's the bracha of Kiddush, it's the bracha of Baruch HaMakom. Some say that, according to Rashba, the reason why you don't make a bracha is because you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah that has no specific amount. That's why you don't make a bracha on staka. One of the reasons why you don't make a bracha on staka. No specific amount, because you call them Arba Reza Meshubach. It's not. You can have some people say there's 25 minutes, some people say there goes to who knows how long. Right? You know, my brother-in-law made a T-shirt once. And he wore it after the first day of Yom Tov. Says my seder lasted longer than your seder. That's everyone says. What time did you finish? What time did you finish? What time did you finish? Okay. The Nesivus in his halacha says.
And when it comes to
Yom Kippur, it's the complete opposite. Yeah. How long was your break on Yom Kippur? And, so it's a certain personality. Okay. The Nesivos actually says that the reason why there's no bracha is because he says it's the Haggadah is similar to the concept of Shema or benching. No bracha by Shema. We don't say Shekri Shvonim, it's Shvonim Al Kriya Shema or Al Birchas HaMazon. Because whenever you do a mitzvah in the context of a bracha, you don't say a bracha on it. So Kriya Shema is said in the context of the brachos. Benching is said in the context of brachos. right? Haggadah has all these brachas in it, so you don't say the bracha of the Haggadah when you're doing it in the context of the brachas. Okay. So mazgulo kosheni. So now they pour the second kos from the four of the four. The kan, and here when they pour the second kos, haben shoel aviv, the son asks the father, v'im ein das bevein aviv alamdo. If the son doesn't know, or they can't recognize all the distinctions that we have made so far to say there, the father explains to him so he can ask. The Yerushalmi brings in the context of this Mishnah the famous lines that we say in the Haggadah of Kineged Avraham and Dibur Torah. That's the Yerushalmi brings it over here. Fine. So what does he ask? It's Manish Tanalaya Zemikol Helilos. Why is this night different than all other nights? We always translate it as, why is this night different than all other nights? Meaning as a question. There are those who say that's more of a statement. The statement of bewilderment. How different, not why is this night different, but look how different this night is from all other nights. So it's either a statement or a question. So Manish Tanalaya Zemikol Helilos, Shebechol Helilos, Anochim Chametz, Umatzah. All of the nights we may eat chametz or matzah. Halayla Zekulo Matzah. This night we may only eat matzah. Shebechol Helilos, Anochim Sha'ar Yerakos. On all other nights, we may eat all other vegetables. Halayla zeh maror. But on this night, we eat maror. So it says, Girsa is also kulo maror. Right? Toso says, hadlo omar kulo maror. Right? Some people have the Girsa. You know, if you go to the Haggadah, there's always in parentheses, it says kulo. But it's not kulo maror. Because we just have karpas. According to those who use, you know, parsley or other things that they dip it in, it's not kulo maror. You had other vegetables. We say maror, right? Toso says, Hadilo Amar Kula Maror, Mishum Nachlim Shar Yirakos B'Tibul HaRishon. Because you can eat Shar Yirakos by the Tibul HaRishon. Okay. Shevechol Halilos. What? Am I the youngest? No, I don't think I am. Let's go. Shevechol Halilos Anu Ochlin Basar Tzali Shaluk. All other nights we may eat meat that is prepared, roasted, shaluk, which is heavily cooked, or mevushal, or cooked in water. Halayla Zeh Kulo Tzali. Tonight it's all Tzali. Really? Tonight it's all Tzali. Rotoslis points out that this must go according to the Man Damer, who says that the Chagiga Yudalit also has to be Tzali. Because there are those who say that the Chagiga Yudalit does not have to be Tzali. Then it wouldn't be all the meats are Tzali. Because it would be some that you could cook. But, okay, that's... This one dropped out. This one it happens to be that in the girsa of old, other girsos, and like old Mishnaic that they found text, that's it. We only have three. This fourth one doesn't appear. Shebechol halilos anu... And that's why you have problems with the girsa here also. So I'll read the girsa that... I think that it says on the side. Shebechol halilos... Anu matvilin pamachas halayla zeh shtei pamim. Because in those days, what would be the change about all the, you know, whatever. So that's what David kept talking about. They dipped. They dipped already. So all of the nights we dip once. Today we dip twice. Okay, and then obviously over time, the meat one dropped out. And we supplanted it with the musubin, which obviously wouldn't have been a kasha back then. Because they typically ate, that's how they ate. Okay, so... That's, I guess, the number four was the abracashas. We say that, you know, the four kashas doesn't say that it has to be four kashas, but that has to be accepted as four kashas. So we substituted the leaning question for the meat question. Okay. Ulufi daito shel ben, and according to the understanding of the son, aviv malamdo, that's what the father teaches him. Okay, and next, masil beginus, you begin talking about the bad stuff, umisayim bishvach, and you end talking about the good stuff. V'doresh, and you doresh the pasuk, v'arami ovid avi, ad sheyigvar kol parsha kulo, until you finish the rest of the parsha. Seems, just to point out, the Tanaitic Haggadah is much shorter than the Haggadah that we have now. All those added things about Dayenu, and Amar Levels and Azariah, all those were added in later than the Mishnah. Doesn't mean you don't say them. It's just not part of, doesn't seem to be part of the original text that was said at the Haggadah. Whether or not the Haggadah was actually said at the times of the Beis Hamikdash is one thing, but even if it was, it was a shorter text. Okay, so Tanur Rabbanon. They finished the Korban Pesach at midnight. Right. They stayed up. That one tale did, but according to Rabbi Lezer, you can't, because the mitzvah was over at midnight also. Right, Tanur Rabbanon. Chacham Bino. Right, we're all very makbi. We all do the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer, so we can stay up later and eat the Afikomen much later. Right. I know somebody who for years his in-laws thought that he had a minhag not to eat on the night of the Seder. He said that his in-laws thought that his minhag was only to have matzah the night of the Seder. Because they went so late, and he wouldn't eat after chatzos. So after chatzos, he would have the matzah, and they would serve the meal later. And he said, no, I'm not hungry. So he always thought that he wouldn't eat after the... came out, 20 years later, they found out what the reason was, so they didn't really adjust for it. What?
By the way, I would have only gone in the first year.
Well, he was a very nice guy. He was a very nice guy. The food the rest of the nights was good. Okay. So, Tan Rabbanan. Chacham v'no, right? If the son is a chacham, shoalo. The son asks. Im eino chacham, if he's not a chacham, or he doesn't have the ability to, ishto shoalato. The wife asks. Again, the wife seems to be involved in all this stuff. The im lav, and if not, who shoal atzmo? He is himself. He asks himself. Even if you have no two talmid chachamim who know all the hilchos of Pesach, which to me is also an interesting lashon, because our God does not hilchos of Pesach. The God is the sefer yitzis mitzrayim. Okay, so sholim zelazem manashtana laizem micholos. They ask one another manashtana laizem micholos. Okay, shebichol halilos adam matulim paamachas halayla zeh shtei peamim. Right, all other nights we dip once. Tonight we dip twice. So maskif la rava atu kol yom lo sagilu lematul chadazimna. All of the nights you only dip once. What if you want to have more than one dip all of the nights? So he says, so El Amarava Hakatani, this is what you have to say. Shabakol Halos in Anu Chayavim Tabala Filu Pamachas, Halaze Shte Pamim. And all the nights we only have to dip once, this night we have to dip twice. He says, wait a second, Basak Rapsafra. Because what he says, Chiyuva Lidardike? I mean, what do you mean? You're going to change it to say it's a Chiyuv just for the kids to add? That's not the truth. You don't have to dip on any other night. He says, El Amarava Hakatani. There's no mitzvah to dip even once. Right. If you want to, you can. But halayla zeh shtei pamim. But tonight we have no hag to dip two times.
Although the son hasn't seen the second time.
That's another question. The son hasn't seen the second time, but he sees. I guess he sees the salt on it. He hasn't seen the Korban Pesach either. Maybe it's on the table already. What was the other one? He hasn't seen the meal to know that we're not eating any other vegetables. All right, so. To figure out. Even the reclining thing, we haven't reclined yet. Well, we sort of reclined.
Yeah, you first
place, you I know, but you haven't seen that. You haven't seen a real reclining during the achila. Okay, so he sees all these things on the table, so that's why he has to understand and he asks. Okay, so matchil beginus m'sayem b'shvach. He start in some, talking about.
He's also working in yeshiva for the last.
Right, so then why is he asking the questions? Okay, so matchil beginus. So what's the gnus, what's the shvach? Machloks in Rav and Shmuel. Machloks used to be whether we focus on the spiritual or on the physical. So Rav says the gnus is that we begin mitchila of the avodah zara hayu avaseinu, right, from Terach. Shmuel says the gnus is avodah mayinu. That's the physical, avodah mayinu. Amra lei Rav Nachman lidaru avde. So we do both, right? We add both into it. So Amra lei Rav Nachman lidaru avde. Rav Nachman said to Daru his slave, this is, I don't sort of understand this. Avdo demapik le mare le cheres velo yoiv le kastav velo ve yohiv le kastav v'dahava. A slave whose master sets him free. And not only that, he gives him gold and silver. Ma boi le memerle. What should he say to them? Amar le, he should say to them, boi le ode le shabuche. He's incumbent upon him to give him shevach and hodah. So Amar le, so Nachman says, petarta, now you were pateros milom and manishtana and pasach le avamar avdim hayinu. So now we don't have to say Manashtana. I don't know why we don't have to say Manashtana. Manashtana is talking about the questions. So I'm not sure why he was patartem me saying Manashtana. There happens to be that there's a girsa that doesn't have this at all. There's just this whole girsa. At the end, the Rashbam takes out this girsa that doesn't exist in the text. Which I think makes sense, because what is the fact that you give Shevach Valdo have to do with Manashtana? Manashtana is talking about all the changes we did tonight. Okay. Everyone has always, you have to say they always brought down the name of Reb Chaim, that there's the differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is said every night, and the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is said in the Pesach. One is that the Rambam doesn't even bring down the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim that you say every day. That's a different to do. Reb Chaim is brought down in different places, and different places say different things, and therefore it ends up being more than three. That's people. Everyone else says Reb Chaim said there are three differences. I mean, there's always more than three because people bring down the different three. But the three that I was taught was, number one, Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim is just a statement. It doesn't go, Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim is a Q&A session, question and answer. Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim is just a short statement, whereas Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim is an elaborate elaborate go back and forth. Zechiras Yisrael is also short, and Sipur Yisrael, by the Sipur, you also need to give the reasons, which is the next Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel. Want to say something?
But the question and answer is made up for that. I walk over you and I tell you what, Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
If you ask me, do you know what the tallest mountain in the world is? Then I answer you, you'll never forget
it. Okay. That's how the question. Throughout the whole Haggadah, even the stuff, even Hallel, we say Zayt Zilm Mitzrayim is question and answer. Everything has been done.
Question and then you get the answer.
You remember better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because you have input.
Exactly.
Right. Rabbi Gamliel Iomer. Rabbi Gamliel would want to say Kol Shelo Amar Shlosh Devarim Elu. Whoever did not say these three things on the night of Pesach, Lo Yotzi Dechovasa, who's not Yotze his Chiyuv. What Chiyuv? Machlokas. The Elohein, and these are the three things he must talk about: Pesach. Matzah and Marah. What are the three things? What is the Chiyuv that he's not Yotze? So, the Orchus Chaim, the Kolbo, the Abu Dhram, the Ramban, and others say that, the Tosos, that he was not Yotze the Chiyuv of Achilas Pesach Matzah Marah. If you don't say these three things, you aren't Yotze the Chiyuv of eating these items. Because Milvad Achila, you have to explain why you're eating it. But the Rashbates, the Emek Bracha, that says the name of the Grach, and the Rambam says that you weren't, if without these three things, you weren't Yotze the Sipur Yotze Mitzrayim. Okay, that has to be, that's the machlokas over there. Okay, okay, what does he say? Pesach, he says, Pesach al-shum she-pesach ha-mokum ha-batei av-seinim Mitzrayim. Pesach we eat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over, hence the name, passed over the our places, when on our houses, when we were Mitzrayim, and then the brackets quotes the Pesach, she-namar, v'ramatam zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem asher Pesach, av-batei b'nei Yisrael, mi-Mitzrayim, v'nakvos Mitzrayim, v'al-biteinu hitzil. That's number one. Number two, matzah. Here you're going to ask the question. Matzah shum shenigalu avoseinu mitzrayim, because the matzah is zechut to the geula that we left out in mitzrayim shenemar, not this one, yeah, by yafu es habatzik asher hotziu mitzrayim ugos matzos. That's not the nusach in the Haggadah, right? The nusach in the Haggadah that we have is al shum shalohu speak with tekom shalvoseinu hachmitz at shenigal aleh melech machem melech machadosh baruch. Different gears that we have in the Mishnah. Okay, in our Haggadah. Number three, Maror. Ashum Shemiru Hamitriim Eschayeh of Osinim Mitraim, because the Mitraim embittered us when we were Mitraim, Shinamar, Vayimru Eschayehem of Odakasha, the Homer Lavanim, the whole of Odakopa Sode, as Kolovo the Summer Sher Duim Mepharach. Okay, next. The whole Dovador, Chayev Adam, Liros, as Asmoki Hulu Yatsum Mitraim. Every generation a person has to see to himself, to feel as if he himself has left Mitraim. The Grizz is quoted saying that this is the hardest mitzvah in all of the Torah. All right, Shnei Mar, the pasuk says, "V'yigadach b'chol lebincha b'yom ha'ulemor ba'avur zeh asah Hashem li b'tzeisi b'mitzrayim." And this parasha is also given to the generations that come. And the pasuk says, "Asah li Hashem did to teach us that if we not, however, we have to view ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim." And then we add on the Haggadah, "Ilo lo gal hakadosh baruch hu asav aseinu harianu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu ayinu you know mishuvim l'paro b'mitzrayim." That's what we say. "Lefichach, therefore." Since we have to see ourselves as if we went left Mitzrayim, lefichach anachnu chayovim lehodos lehalel lishaveach lefoer leromeim lehader levarich lelei ulakales, all these different words for it doesn't say that, but all these different words for giving shelach and hodah to Hashem. If I heard who said this, I must remember who said it, that you go in certain cultures. Anything that's very important, they have many, many words to describe it. The Italians have many words for pasta. The Eskimos have many words for water and for ice. The Jews have many words for praising Hashem. Right? We have Hodos, Halos, Shabbat, Lathol, Rom, Lader. Many words, because that's what's something important. Rabbi Rosner quoted, Rabbi Olavsky as saying that. Okay. Lemisha Asal Avoseinu, who did to our fathers, Velanu, as Kol Hanisim Elu, who did all these mitzvah, these miracles, Hosian Miyadus Tocheros, he took us out from Adus Tocheros, Miyoga Lesimcha, right, from to of sadness to happiness, Meibel Yomtov, Meafel or Godol, Mishibu the Gola, Vinomar Lefonov, Halil Lukya. We say Halil. Our gears is Vinomar Lefonov Shira Chadasha. We say Shira Chadasha. So Tosos asks, why do we say Shira Chadasha? Why don't we say Shir Chadash? Why is it in Keva and not in Lashon Zachar? So Tosla says, the Hachitana b'Mechilta, because it's brought down in the Mechilta, right, on the at the end of the Pasuk of Az Yashir, right? It says, Kol HaShiros Lashon Keva. All songs are written in Lashon Keva, Chutz Mishira de La Asid, except for the ultimate Shira at the end, La Asid Lavo. the Lashon Zachar, which is going to be Lashon Zachar, we say normal punishment, we'll say Shir Chadash then. Kilomar Sheha Nekeva, the Nekeva Yeshla Tsar Leda. She has Tsar, even though she's having a wonderful thing occurring to her, she has Tsar. Af Kol HaNisim, all these things that happen to us, even Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Yesha Chareim Tsar. There is going to be some Tsar later. We left Mitzrayim, but there's still other Shibud that took place. Chutz Mila Asid, except in the future, She'ein Achare HaTsar, that there's not going to be any Tsar. V'chein Yosad HaPayit. Tosos throughout Avri Pesachim quotes the Piyutim, right? Quotes from Yontov to Elam all the time. He quotes the Piyutim, because in the Piyutim he says, I don't know, explain all the types, the whole thing. He says, Bezulas e pitros shiros elo lashon nekeva. He says clearly, it's lashon nekeva, miyusudim ki teshuasam ki yolda, because the teshua is like a woman giving birth. Tokiv shir achron, except for the last shir, kizacharim lo yoldim shiro lasem shir chadas. The last one, the future will say the shir chadas in lashon zachar. Okay, and then we'll get to the tosis at the end. End of the post in a minute. So ad hechan hu omer. So now we're saying halal. So until where do we say halal? So beis shamei omrim ad em abonim smecha. Right, Mashiach keres baras em smecha. Right, just the first parak. Beis hil omrim we say ad halam mishlo ma'ayin ma'ayin. Also say b'teis Yisrael the second parak. The chosim and we finish. Right, we finish the haggadah and this part of halal with bigula. We say geula, bracha of geula, I guess. So that Rabbi Tarfon Omer, you say bracha Hashem kein melchom, asher gealanu v'gaalas avosenim Mitzrayim. Period. Eloha yechosim. He didn't add at the end, but Rabbi Kiva added Omer kein. We're supposed to add also kein Hashem elokenu v'lokei avosenu yagienu l'moadim v'lorgalim acherim aboyim nekrasenu l'shalom smeichim v'vinyan yerecha v'sasim avodecha v'nochal sham. What do we say at the end? V'nochal sham girsa maybe min azvachim min apsachim. Right, ad until you finish, Baruch Atah Hashem, go out Yisrael. So what's the girsa? Min hazvachim, min apsachim. So Tosfos points out, he says, the bottom, he says, v'gasin sham min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. Eat the zevach, and then the pesach, shechagigas arbasar necheles kodem lepesach, lefisha pesach nochal ala sova. Because the chagigas are written first, so you save the psachim, the zvachim, and then the psachim, that's eaten first. We have the girsa all sometimes of min hazvachim min apsachim, except when does the girsa change? The girsa often changes on Shabbos. Then we say min hapsachim min hazvachim, because you don't bring the chagiga yudalid on Shabbos. A lot of people have the minhag of switching the girsa when the seder falls out on Shabbos. Because you don't have to make that gazer all the way across, like Tosos said. You don't have to worry about that next year. Last year, at the Seder, we said this. That means you have to bring it. Maybe that's the answer. Tosos had the same thing. Right, there was a Tosos. We had that Tosos asked that question before. Where was that Tosos? So on Kup Yudalam Abeis. Right, we said Eichel Zech. We had two Tavshilin. One was Eichel Pesach and one was Eichel Chagiga. And we said, oh, why on Shabbos do you have both? Then we're not worried about it. Not so worried. But you have to stay in the right, still stay in the right order. Just make sure, because you're not eating the Pesach first. Fine. The Rav Salvechu was noted to say that based on it brings down that it's, I think it's the Gaonim that the Halal said at night, and a lot of Shabbos Hagadah Rosh was based on it. The Halal said at night is not Petorus. It's not Petorus Kriya. It's Petorus Shira. That's why. But the Rav says that's why that's a rule breaker that you can say it's just a spontaneous. It's a natural outpouring, so there's no formalization. Sure. You could say it's sitting. You can do all. You can split it in two. It's not just set that you're supposed to say this. It's supposed to be everyone feels that they left. So it's a natural outpouring of giving a karas atot to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We burst out in song, and we burst out in song. It can be even when we're sitting. Okay, Gemara says the Mishnah had quoted that everyone has to view themselves as if they had left Mitzrayim. Amar Rava Tzarich Yomar. You have to also say in the Haggadah. The Hosanu Hotzi Misham, that us two he had taken out, that adds to show that we were left Mitzrayim. They say that he took us out, so you have to add that in as well. So Amar Rava, Rava then says, Matzah Tzarech Lahagbia. You have to raise the matzah, right? We said, the Rebbe says the three things, right? Matzah, Pesach, Matzah, Mara. So he says, Matzah Tzarech Lahagbia. You have to raise the matzah to show the Mesubim, the Matzah Zosha Anu Achlim Ashumma. Maror tzarech labia, you raise the maror to say maror zosha anu achlim, but the basar that's on the seder plate ain't tzarech labia. You don't raise it. You don't say pesach al shuma. You just say pesach shayu avasenu ochlim al shuma. I guess you do say that. You don't say Pesach Zu. You don't say Pesach Zu, right? You don't say Pesach Zu. Al Shema, right? Because if you say Zu, it looks like it's Kachem based, you know, sorry, you don't, what do you mean Pesach Zu? It's not it. Below Ode, Ela Nira Ke Ochel Kachem Mechutz. It looks like you're eating Kachem outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So first he says, you know, Tzorok, you don't have to. Then he says, you probably shouldn't, because it's Nira Ke Ochel Kachem Mechutz. So at the Seder, you raise the Matzah, you raise the Maror, you don't raise the plate, or you don't raise the Shenkel. You don't pick that up. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov. Interesting here. Suma Pater Milomer Haggadah. A blind individual is pater from saying Haggadah. And what's the reason? Ksiv Hacha. It says by Sipra Yisiv Tetraim. Right? Vigadach Al-Bincha Bayom HaZeh Leimor Babur Zeh. Because of this. Lashem Zeh. Uksiv Hasam. And it says there. Where? By Ben Sora Morer. Benenu Zeh. Right? Malahalon by Ben Sora Morer. It's Prat L'Suma. If one of the parents are blind, they can't judge the son as a Ben Sora Morer because they have to recognize them with Rias Ayin. So Av Kan, Prat L'Sumim. So to hear Prat L'Sumim. The Zeh, Zeh, but I don't know. So Eini, is that really true that the Suma... What? Yeah, I don't know. Right? Eini, is that really true? V'ha'amah Meremar, didn't Rav Meremar say, Shaltin l'arbonu l'be Rav Yosef? I asked the rabbis who were in the house of Rav Yosef, who was blind. Man de Amr agadta be Rav Yosef. Who said the Haggadah in the house of Rav Yosef? Amru, Rav Yosef said it. Okay, and man, so he said it. Uman Amar Agata be Rav Sheshes, who said in the house of Rav Sheshes, or I believe also was blind, right? Amru Rav Sheshes said it. So the blind people said it. If they're potter, how they mean motzi everybody else? No, so they said Kasavi Rabbanon. These Rabbanon, meaning Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, they hold matzah is manazeh. Now that we don't have a carbon pesach, they held everything is the Rabbanon, and the Haggadah is tluya in the matzah, and therefore it's the Rabbanon. So, okay, so even so, so. He called the Rabbanon, gained the Raisa Tikkun. So if they made the Haggadah, right? It's not even, okay, so he says, so they should, if they're Pater the Rabbanon, they're Raisa, they shouldn't have the Chi of the Rabbanon. So Mechlal, from this, it's Mashmah, the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Sover Matzah's Manz of the Raisa. If Rav Acha was the one who asked this question, right, he says that Suma is Pater, so he must hold that Matzah is the Raisa, and therefore the Suma is Pater. So he says, Behar of Acha Bar Yaakov, who the Amar, Matzah's Manz of the Rabbanon. But he holds, we know clearly that he says this is the Rabbanon. So he says, because he answers, call the talking Rabbanon, get into the Raisa Tikkun. Now, he says, yes, it's only the Rabbanon, but since the Raisa Suma is Pater, so the Rabbanon made the Takan the same way, and therefore the Suma is Pater as well. So the Gemara asks, okay, Rav Shesh, Rav Yosef, Nami, Havada calls the Tikkun Rabbanon, get into the Raisa Tikkun. Well, then why are they saying it? Everyone holds, call the Tikkun the Rabbanon, get into the Raisa Tikkun. So how can the blind people be saying the Haggadah, even if it's only in the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, okay, Hachi Hashta. This is David. They're just going to knock out. They're going to knock out the comparison to Ben Sora Umore. So Hachi Hashta, Bishlam Hashem. I understand the drasha over there by Ben Sora Umore. Midahavli lemichta b'neinu hu. It should have said b'neinu hu. This is our son. Why does it say k'siv b'neinu ze? Shema mina prat l'suma hu dasa. That's coming to exclude a blind person. Aval hacha by the Haggadah ila bavur ze. Right. If he had not said because of this, right. What would you have said? My lichtov. Well, yeah, bavor what? Bavor something else? That's what David said. That's the Lashon. Because of this. Right? So it's nothing to do because of the Gzeir Shavah. Ela bavor matzu umaru hudasar. It's just a pronoun of the matzu umaru. Because of this. Because of the matzu umaru hudasar. And therefore, they would hold that they didn't accept the Gzeir Shavah. And they held that you can hold that it's a Doraisa. And a Suma is still Chayav. Because there's no Ptur for the Suma of saying the Haggadah. Okay? So stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.